This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans, and welcome to the latest edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals fans everywhere, both pre- and post-game. Celebrations can be had at patios with all of your friends. Please come enjoy the celebration. Hell, lots of people go downtown and don't even go to the game. They just go to patios while their friends go to the game, stay there, and then meet them after the game if they don't have tickets. So you can have your fun at patios as well, and we highly encourage it. Coming to you from the Patio Studios is our show, Two Birds on a Bat, brought to you by our friend Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com as well. His residential, commercial, industrial experience has the construction team, heating and cooling team, and electric team ready to take care of anything you may have on the table. Some of you guys out there make those decisions for companies that require residential, commercial, industrial work. We're asking you to give Randy Green an opportunity for the business, as he's a big part of the how we get to do this show and bring it to you as we do. And that's just a great guy that wants to support us and wants the support of the community. That's Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, folks, let me tell you something. Sometimes the roller coaster ride is real, and sometimes you feel like you're on top of the world, and other times you feel like you've been punched in the gut. And right now, man, it's tough to be a St. Louis fan at the moment. Now, I know it's a roller coaster, and I always say what goes up must come down. But if you believe in that in your heart, if you think you're any good at all and belong where you belong, what goes down will come up. So the sun did come out today. It did come out yesterday as well, and it will continue to come out. Some days it will rain. But the truth of the matter is, right now, things aren't going so well in our little town, and somebody wanted to call in to tell everybody that it's going to be okay. And that guy is everybody's favorite that calls in on the m4byyachty.com hotline, our favorite Spanish broadcaster, Benji Molina. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? What's going on? Ready to go. A little bit of a couple days, and for the Cardinals, a week and a half or so, but a couple days of struggle for St. Louis, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough right now, but, you know, listen, if anybody knows anything about you, and our fans love you, and they follow you, and they appreciate everything you do, and not just our fans, but just fans in general, you're a find a bright side guy. You know, things aren't so bad. Let's find a way to be positive. And my guess is going to be, is your take on this is going to be, everybody breathe. It's going to be okay.
Let me tell you this, Jimbo. The baseball doesn't worry me. The reason that it doesn't worry me is that we know that it's 162 game season. And we are going to go through these stretches. Well, obviously, we don't want to. We don't want to go through the bad stretches. But it happens. It's just baseball. There are some stretches, like it happens twice already in the last couple of series, where you score 17 runs in the first game, and then you go empty in the next two. And it happened in Atlanta the same way. We score 14 in the first game, and then we go empty for the next two. So, but that tells you right there that it's 162 game season, and it's a battle. It's a hassle. Struggles. We're gonna be fine. This team is way too good to be going through it the whole year. So We're going to be finding that better. I don't worry about the baseball. I know we need to be pitching better, going deeper in games and things like that. And plus, we need to keep hitting. If we want to win the division, we got to keep hitting. We cannot afford to lose these games. We cannot afford to have slumps. We cannot afford to have bad outings and things like that. This is just if we want to win the division, right? Of course, we're going to have to struggle. But if you want to win it, we can't have that. But anyways, now going back to the Blues, that's a hard couple of days, man. When you get a back call like that and you can't even replay it, and then later on NHL said, yes, you can replay, that has to be a heartbreaking. It's almost like somebody just took the heart out of your chest. And the reason is because it's the playoff, obviously. It's not the regular season where you can, you know, you can just hold on and say, oh, nice, you know, we can wait for another game. It's a regular season. No, this is a playoff. This game means a lot. So it's really, really hard to see that one.
Yeah, it's and everybody's realizing what big fans of the Blues, both, you know, yourself and Polo, your partner. You guys have become big fans. Obviously, everybody knows Yachty loves the Blues. It, you know, it means a lot to St. Louis fans to see that support. But, you know, for our Cardinals, though, as you said, it is a 162-game season, and we are looking at how do we get to this end game. And for us, and I think everybody is in agreement, that the end game is, gosh darn it, we want to get back to winning a division title. Now, the thing for me is, it's one thing to try to get a wild card. Like, I think we're talented enough, no doubt. But you've said on the show numerous times, we got to win the division. You got to put yourself in a position to put yourself in a series, right? You know, you don't want to have to count on a one-game playoff. The roller coaster rides have got to stop, though, if you want to win a division. You know, like, we got to find a way to be more consistent. And that's the only thing that troubles me.
Yes, I'm with you 100%, Jimbo, and it's really true. And that's what I've been trying to say for the past shows, is if we want to win the division, we're competing against four good teams out there, and they're pitching well. That's how they've been winning their games. So if we want to win it, or if you want to compete for the division and not care about winning or losing, just compete, well, let's just keep doing what we're doing, right? But if you want to win the division title against the Cubs, against the Milwaukee Brewers, the Pittsburgh, which pitched great and took three or four of us at home, if you want to do that, you want to win the division, we got to start playing more consistent basis, just like the Cubs are doing, just like Milwaukee. They go out and take two out of three everywhere they go. They go home and they take care of business. So you haven't seen that struggle and inconsistency from the other two teams that are on top of you. You don't see that. Why? Because that's why they're in the top. So I'm with you 100%. We need to see consistency winning. We need to see what we were seeing at the beginning, that type of winning. That's what we need to see back again. And like I said, they will go back. They will go back to those ways. It's just that we can afford to do this these games like lately because of the two teams that are ahead of us, but they'll go back to it.
Yeah. I just feel like we need some guys to get on track, gets consistent. You know, if we could get some of that, it's a couple of the guys that have really performed at a high level, you add all that in and, you know, but at some juncture, I mean, we are going to talk about the offense a little bit, but, you know, I just think it's across the board, really. I mean, you know, the pitching sometimes gets a little erratic. It's just, we got to put it all together like we did in that stretch.
Yeah. And that's if you want to win the division, right? If you want to win it. So let me tell you this, Jimbo. I have many talks with Ozzy Smith, and Ozzy's the winner, right? He's been in winning teams. I'm sure he's been in bad teams too. You know what he told me? He said, and this is many years ago, and the other day we talked again and in this season, and he told me exactly the same. Our boys, our Cardinals, we need more guys that can do it on an everyday basis. And I stopped him and I said, hey, Ozzy, can you just explain to me what does that mean? And I knew what it meant. It's just that I wanted him to explain it to me. And he went on and on, and he said, listen, Benji, when we when we were winning ways, when we were in our Cardinal ways, our time, we knew what you were going to get from guys every single day. If you didn't get Bill Skolman stolen second, you had Willie McGee. You had me stealing it. If you didn't get Vince Coleman getting hit, Tommy Herr would do it. Jack Clark would get a big hit. Somebody did it every single day. And we had guys that did it 3 out of 4 days. One day they couldn't do it, but they went right back at it 3 days in a row. And then like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what he means by we need more guys that do it on an everyday basis. We got guys that do it today, and then they take 2 days, 3 days to get back on track and have another good day. No, if you want to win division, if you want to have a division-winning team, you have to have guys consistently hitting. And he mentioned Jose Martinez. That's how you win divisions, but one guy won't do it, he said. He said that, but that's what he means, a consistent hitter, a consistent guy out there in short making plays, a consistent guy in second base making plays and center field and whatever. But that's what he means. And stop my track, man. I was like, wow, that's how you win a division, is by being consistent. And now you bring it up. So I just wanted to mention it to you that Ossie Smith, one of our guys, said the same thing.
Yeah, it's a listen, it's hard to complain. You know, let me change what I was going to say there and put it in a different tone. There's no doubt that sometimes it comes across as complaining. You know, you feel like you're complaining all the time. And the reality of it is, I think we're frustrated to some degree. If you look at yourself, you know, great analyst, you've played the game, you've been there, you've been in the locker room. There's things that go on within the game that we struggle to understand sometimes because it just seems easy to us, and some of the fixes seem simple. But the reality of it is, as a fan, you know, that's part of being a fan, is getting frustrated and not, and we're human, right? So we don't have patience and we want some of this. But I also try to remember that the players are human too. And when they struggle, it weighs on them and it doesn't help. And, you know, you talk about certain guys that are in the game that have that ability to just brush off failure and realize that tomorrow's a new day. And that's kind of where we're at. So with that being said, I want to talk to you just a little bit today about that mentality and how it's going to take that to get us out of where we're at and into a new place, because I'm not quite sure anything else is going to do it for us unless we can just move on from where we're at now and try to get better. And I think we have the talent. I'm just not sure why we're going through this. So I want to ask you about that before we do. TwoBirdsOnABat.com, folks. Make sure you subscribe to the show there. You can listen to the show there as well. You can also check out our Two Birds bloggers, who we're very happy and proud to have associated with our show. They write some tremendous articles. We would encourage you to check them out. We hope you enjoy them. Find us on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. Follow us. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Our big push is always Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you've liked our page. If you haven't, please do so. But click invite your friends, and if you would do that, that would really help us. Another way you can help the show, if you like us and you want to help us grow, and a lot of you have done this, and we appreciate it. When you see the pinned post, that's our show. If you would like it, comment on it, and share it. That's how we reach more people and how we get them involved in our community. So thank you to those that continue to do it, and thank you to those that will start doing it. It means a lot to us. Find us on Instagram. Happy to have you guys find us on Instagram. Two Birds on a Bat Show. Means a lot to us. We are part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Please check it out. We know that you guys will. To all of our partners, we ask that you continue to support them. Gators Baseball Academy. .com, the name that's growing within the St. Louis market, massive on the Missouri side, moving over to the Illinois side. Their four-pillar system is second to none. They care about developing the person as much as the player. Great stuff going on over there. We're going to be announcing some stuff that we're going to be doing with Benji this summer for kids. I'm going to be excited to have you there. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of the people this next Friday over at their golf tournament that they use for their foundation. We're happy to have that as well. It's going to be a great time, and I'm looking forward to it. Great stuff. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. I'm hungry. You're hungry. We're all hungry. I know my man Benji's coming in town Monday. I know I can't go on Monday, but I'll be getting the call from him going, hey, man, when are we going to Adam's Smokehouse? And that's our favorite barbecue place in St. Louis, located on Watson Road. open till 7 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Guys, they do great box lunch orders if you want to order in bulk like that. They do catering services. They do deliver to certain zip codes. But in the end, what they really do is provide you with the best barbecue in town. I know we're a little biased, but I've never had anybody not go there and say, hey, man, you were right. It was awesome. Anybody we take over there loves it. Anybody that goes there and sends us messages, we can tell it's genuine in their voice. Our opinion, best barbecue in St. Louis. Check it out for yourself. St. Louis, here's your cue. Our friend, Dr. Kristen Jacobs, that came on and talked to us about May being Skin Cancer Awareness Month. It's amazing the stories we're hearing from people that appreciated her coming on and bringing awareness to it. So many people out there, people you didn't know that are dealing with some form of skin cancer. It's very real. Don't not think about it. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. I said that I'm one of the biggest problems because I only think about it when I go to a beach or a swimming pool, but it's something you got to think about all the time, folks. And she does tremendous work at her Ooh La La Spa located in Glen Carbon, Illinois. If you want to take care of stuff like that, if you want to just feel better about yourself, if there's something that's always bothered you that they do, that they take care of, she is tremendous. They do a great job of making you feel comfortable. And I'm telling you, folks, just all around great staff. And if you want to feel comfortable about what you're doing in a very private setting, if you're interested in learning more, it's Ooh La La, drkristenjacobs.com. You can learn more about it, and she is tremendous, and we're very happy to have her letting everyone know and educate them on cancer awareness here on her show. Means a lot to us, for sure. Happy to have her involved. Okay, Benji, my man. So I want to ask you about this. I'm one of these guys that when a guy is struggling for some reason, and maybe it's just who I am, and I know it's not right. I'm smart enough to know. But, man, I want to see guys emotional. I want to see a guy throw a helmet every now and again or get mad or something. And maybe that's me feeling like at least if they did that, I'd know they care. Well, that's dumb because, gosh darn it, they wouldn't have gotten where they got if they didn't care. So that's dumb on my part. But the truth of the matter is it's the other way around, as been described to me off air by you and other people. The guys that have the ability to just forget about the failure today are typically the guys that have the most success tomorrow. How does that work for you as a player when things aren't going so well?
Oh, it doesn't feel good at all, Jimbo. It is really, really difficult. We discussed it before in the shows. It's just when you're going wrong, you really have to have a really strong mindset to bounce back. And if you don't have it, that's when you keep having the really, really bad struggles. And you can see the longer and longer slumps. The guys, I had many talks with Edgar Martinez about it. Edgar, you would never think that Edgar had ever had a slump. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So I went up to him and I said, "Hey, Edgar, listen, what do you do, man, when you go 0-for-8 or when you have 3 games without a hit?" And he told me, "Bimo, I had 5 games without a hit." And I was like, I was blown away because I thought, here's this guy, one of the best hitters ever, and all of a sudden he's telling me he had 5 games without a hit, and I was worried about 2 games, 8 at bats. And here I am worried. And he told me exactly the same. He said, "Man, you have to have a strong mental, you have to have mental toughness to get away of your negativity on your slumps and negativity of making an error to lose a game and then having to come back the next day and play the same game. Baseball and try not to mess up again." And I was like, wow, you know, like, this is the way this guy thinks. And he told me, if you don't have the mental toughness, you will never get away from it. So whenever I see a guy struggle for so long, it automatically tells me in my head that they're not mentally tough and they probably dragging the problem, right? It's like if you go to work, and then work, your boss is being, you know, it's being bad to you, but the next day the same guy that was being mean, he's nice again, he's nice. But then you drag the problem around, you know, for a week. Ah, this guy hates me, blah 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 blah. So it's kind of like the same. Like if you drag this problem that you're having hitting for so long, that tells me you're not mentally strong. You don't have that mental toughness in you to get away from it. Others do. It's just that it takes longer than others. But in this case, I'm going to repeat it again, Jimbo. If we want to win the division, we depend on our guys, period. On our guys, I mean our main guys. I know everybody contributes. It's a teamwork. I get that. But we need our main guys. In this case, when you see Milwaukee winning all those games, what do they depend on? Pitching and hitting from their main guys. Kane and Yelich, the main guys. Moustakas. You see them all the TV all the time when they win, because that's what they depend on. Obviously, they depend on everybody, but mostly on the main guys. So in this case, we go back to the Cubs. Who do you see on the highlights all the time? Chris Bryant, Tony Rizzo, and then you see Javi Baez. Why? Because those are their main guys. You see Lester pitching good. You see Hendricks pitching good, because those are their guys. So let's go back to our team. You need to have power. You need to have power hitting, or not power for home runs, but the hitting from our guys. You have to have the pitching from our guys. You have to have great games from Flaherty, Nicholas. You got to have games from Walkout, because those are our guys. You have to have great games hitting from Carpenter. You have to have great games hitting from DeJong, Martinez, Ozuna, Yadi. All those guys need to be on the highlights every time, because they're our guys. So that's what I think about the whole situation right there.
Yeah, and you're right. And we talk about that kind of stuff like on our shows, like, because we look at it and go, I'm so tired of hearing about Javier Baez, and I'm so tired of hearing about Anthony Rizzo, and I'm so tired of hearing about Chris Bryant. Well, guess why you're tired of hearing about them? Because they're doing what they're supposed to be doing for their team. I'm sure. Listen,
play, that it goes to those guys.
Yeah, and I'm sure. Listen, I promise you, folks. I promise you. If you live in Chicago, or you live in Cincinnati, or you live in New York, or wherever you live, when Yadier Molina is carrying this team like he does, when these guys do this, these other fans are going, I'm so tired of hearing about Yadier Molina. I'm so tired of hearing about it. I don't want to hear about Matt Carpenter anymore. I don't want to hear about Miles Michaelis, this guy that came out of nowhere. That's how it works, right? Because when those guys are dominating and carrying the load, well, what do you expect people to talk about? That's how it works. To your point, that's why they are who they are. It's important,
that's how,
man.
That's how they. It is very important to understand that, yes, it's a team. It's a team effort. You need your bullpen, which is huge. You need your starters. You need your whole nine players on that day on the field and more. You need all that. I get it. It's a team sport. Believe me, I'm a number one believer on team. But Jimbo, if you want to be over the top like the other teams are, you have to have your main guys do, you know, like what they're doing. Obviously they having good years, all of them, but well, a couple, but you have to have that, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Like
you
have to, yeah, it makes sense.
You have to do it. You have to have those guys having great years for us to be asking to be in first place. You know what I'm saying? Like the Cubs, when they're in first place and they look back and they look at their team, first thing they see is Javi Baez. First thing they see, Chris Bryant. First thing they see, Rizzo. First thing they see, Contreras. They're all having great years. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they look at them and say, okay, these are the guys who are going to carry us. The other guys are going to be there with us, and they're going to do their job too, and they're going to help us out. But these are the guys that we need to carry us, and we need to have the same thing. We need to do it the same way, you know? That's like I always say, if we want to win the division, that's what needs to happen in general, right?
Sure, absolutely. You know, and like I said, for me, the whole thing is, I admittedly say this. I for some reason like emotion. I do. And I understand the why, but there's just something about, like I used to tell people all the time when I was younger, I want JD Drew to throw his helmet and cuss, but he wasn't going to do that. That wasn't who he was. I wanted Matt Holliday to get upset when things weren't going well. It just wasn't going to happen. It just wasn't who they were. It wasn't how they did what they did.
Well, a lot of times, and I'm going to say this, not in our team, right? I'm not talking about anybody in our team or anybody in person, you know? I'm just saying that in general, in baseball, a lot of guys, they don't feel that urge of performing, Jimbo. You know what I'm saying? Because they already have under contract. They already have their millions of dollars locked up. And they don't feel like it's an urgency for them to perform, right? They don't feel that urgency. They don't feel like, okay, I got to do it today, and I got to do it every day, and I got to do it tomorrow, and I got to do it every day. And I, got, you know what I mean? They don't feel that, because if they go 0 for 120, or even if they get sent down to AAA, they're still going to get paid their millions of dollars of their contract. So it's really sad to hear this, but it's just reality. You know, a lot of guys, when they get their contract, and I saw it in my own head, in my own eyes with Pablo Sandoval, and I saw it with a few guys when they got their $100 million contract, they were never the same guys. You know, they could have never done it the same. So, but it happens. It happens. You have to have guys that they care about winning every single day. And if they go 0-4, they get pissed, like you said. You know, they might not throw the helmet, but at least, damn, man, just show some strength, you know, like mad or pissed or something. But they don't. But most of it, because they know they're gonna get paid no matter what, and that's part of baseball these days, you know.
Yeah, I've I can tell you that I understand that I'm wrong. I understand that I've been wrong in the past for wanting that. I understand that I'm wrong now for wanting it sometimes, but it just, I don't know. It's like that emotional connection that you tend to have with your team. And when you see things, you know, and things don't go well, you know, you get upset and then you start getting frustrated and then you turn into, you know, irrational. And that's the term I like to use sometimes. And I know that sometimes I'm an irrational fan, but you know what? I don't
believe me, Jimbo. The Cubs and Brewers, And those teams are gonna go through what we're going right now. They're not the team that's gonna go all the way without a struggle. I don't see that happening. So we're going through a little struggle right now. They're not. That's why it makes a difference. Before you know it, we'll be picking it up. We'll be playing winning series. We've been doing great. The pitching is gonna click again, and all of a sudden the Cubs can win a game, or the Milwaukee Brewers can find a way to win series. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So don't even think that for one second that they're going to go all the way without a struggle. Because it ain't true. They're all going to struggle.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm telling you, I've seen enough from guys this year to believe in my heart that we have a team capable of winning the division. But in the end, they got to go out and do it. And that's how I feel to this point. There's been times in the past where I didn't like the roster. There were certain players that I thought, but I like this roster. Now, does it have a few question marks? Of course it does. Every team has a few question marks. You know, there's very few teams out there that you look at the team up and down the lineup, the starting rotation and the bullpen, and you go, you know what? Mail in the trophy. Hands down. Best team in baseball. No way. Nobody's beating them. Every player in the lineup can hit. Every player in the lineup can play defense. All five starting pitchers are great. No health concerns. The bullpen is fantastic, and they have a supportive front office. Mail the trophy there. I don't see that right now. I don't. Now,
I don't think you will.
Are there some teams that seem to be getting it a little bit and then getting contributions to go along with the good players and getting performances from guys? Yeah, that's happening. That's why you see those teams at the top of the charts right now. The Cubs, as you mentioned, and the Brewers. They're getting it done, and they seem to have found a recipe. We have to put ours together.
Remember what I always say, right? I mean, you remember, because you will remember when I say it. We can't afford to play this way if we want to win a division. Remember that?
Right.
The reason I always say this is for one and only reason. It's because of look at the standings right now. Because it will show in the standings. Because it will show in the way the other teams are playing. That's the only reason why I always say we cannot afford to lose a game. And I know we are going to lose some games. I'm not trying to act, you know, nothing. I know we're going to lose some games. I'm just saying, but this is a mentality I have. We cannot afford to lose a game because it will, you will see it in the standings. And that's what we're seeing right now when we're losing a few games.
Yeah. Nobody wants to lose. We want our Cardinals to be in first place. We want all this to go. But right now, it's funny. You started off, when we record the show, when Benji's gone, you know, he'll sit down. We'll talk a little bit sometimes. And it is interesting how you say funny things that people really are thinking and they're dealing with in town. And it's really cool because, you know, you're in Arizona. And but you're so connected to this town. I could, you know, and for our listeners, when I called you today to do the show, you know, there wasn't a, hey, Jim, there wasn't a, hey, Jimbo, hey, I'm doing this or that. It started off real simple. Is everyone in St. Louis alive? And it's like, I knew what was coming from you, you know, something positive, something along the lines of, hey, you know, we're going to figure this thing out. But you are a realist. You played the game at the highest level. You deal with players every day that are in the game at the highest level. We can sit here and talk about all this warm and fuzzy stuff, but the truth of the matter is this game is about winning. This is not development time. This is not feel-good story time. This is not we might do something. This game is about winning at this level. And the reality of it is we got to be better.
It's not instructionally, and if we want to be on the top where the Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers are, we have to do what they're doing. And what they're doing is winning games. And what are we not doing? Winning games. So if we want to be on the top in the division or however you want to name it, so you want to be like where the Cubs are and you want to be where the Milwaukee Brewers are, hey, listen, we just got to start winning games.
This is true. Well, listen, you're coming in town next week. A lot of times when you're in town, good things happen. So I'm looking forward to a nice homestand. I know we're going to get our barbecue on, but you need to bring some. Hey, the warm weather's here now. Okay, so you don't have to bring the weather with you. In fact, this time of year, we probably want you to leave the Arizona weather in Arizona. We would like you to bring it with you in April, maybe the beginning of May. You know, maybe in October, but this time of year, you can leave it there and come enjoy this weather. But we just want you to bring some of that vibe that you bring when you're at the park. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves what you do when you're at the park. That positive energy, we want you to bring that with you. And just bring some wins with you, and I think everybody will be happy.
Oh, I know. They need to start winning. That's the bottom line, man. And the weather here is getting better. We're not in the 100 yet. A couple of days ago, it started getting to the 98, 99. But remember, it's the Midwest weather. So don't you count on just having that nice weather for a long time, okay, buddy? It could change in a heartbeat for you guys. So let's hope not, but it could change, you know. You love that Midwest weather, don't you?
Oh, boy, I tell you, it changes in a heart. Just when you think you know what you're doing, you realize you don't. But what I do know is that you'll be here next week when you're in town. We have a lot of fun. We'll visit our favorite barbecue place, Adam's Smokehouse. I know this time you want to hit up our friends at Gus's Pretzels. I know you're excited about that. We'll have some fun for sure and take care of it. Maybe give our friend Randy Green from InnovativeCompanies.com a call and see if he wants to join us for lunch. But we got a great crew around here. We appreciate everybody that supports our show. I know, next time Cards Cubs play, Dr. Christian Jacobs, who's the big advocate for the skin cancer awareness, wants to come back on and maybe bring her husband in, the Cubs fan. I think she said she'd feel better, though, if you were here. Because then, she'd like to make sure he's completely outnumbered and would feel better if you were here. So we'll see about that. But I'm excited. Like I said, I think there's better things ahead for us because I think the talent's there. The first time in a few years that I feel like the talent's there. Now we just got to put it together.
Yes, I think the team is a division winning team, but I think we're going through a rough patch, man. I believe it, and I'm telling you this, being honest. Chicago and the Milwaukee Brewers and the Pirates, they're all going to go through the same way what we're going right now. Everybody goes through the same stretch. We just got to take advantage of the situation and take advantage of to winning when they're losing. And then they'll take care of itself. But they'll be fine. I think they understand how to win. They know how to win. We just need to pick it up if we want to catch up to those guys.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. I know our listeners do as well. Love it when you're in studio, so hopefully we're going to be able to get that scheduled in next week. And, of course, like I mentioned earlier, we'll be hitting our friends at Adam's Smokehouse for some of the best barbecue in St. Louis, located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, doing those box lunches, catering, and quite frankly, just providing a great atmosphere for people that want to enjoy great barbecue. That's our friend Mike, Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. Hanging out with our boys from the Gators Baseball Academy, excited about their golf tournament next Friday that they do for their foundation. I don't know that there's any openings left, but if you go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, you might be able to see if they posted anything about maybe one team available. It's going to be a great event. Great people that love teaching the game of baseball to young kids that have aspirations or kids that just want to play the game and just want to get better. They do a great job. Their four-pillar system, second to none. We're happy to be associated with them. Located in Missouri, but now moving to Illinois. That's our friends at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. You heard me mention Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. He deserves an opportunity for your business. He's done so much for us. We're asking that if you're that person that makes that decision, residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. Randy Green is the name that you should know and trust. To our friends at Patio's, thank you for supporting our studio. We love having a couple of cocktails before and after games in your place. And I promise you, if I ever go and don't go to a game, that's where I'm hanging out. Patio's, folks, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals fans everywhere. To learn more about us, check us out at twobirdsonabat.com, or you can subscribe to the show. Check out our Two Birds bloggers page. And, of course, just be a part of our community. We appreciate that very much. On Twitter, you can find us at Birds on a Bat Show. Like our Twitter handle. We'll follow you back if you're a Cardinals fan. Facebook's always the big push. Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you've liked it. Click invite your friends. Please do so. Find our pinned post, like it, comment on it, and share it. It means a lot to us. Thank you, folks. Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show as well. And thank you to lineupmediagroup.fm for letting us be a part of your network. Home now to Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Make sure you download it today. To all of our friends in the Facebook world that help promote our show, Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, a great Facebook page done by a man who truly enjoys what he does. And he does it because, you know, quite frankly, who else is going to do it? And who else is going to do it right? Well, let me tell you, there's him and there are a few more. Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com. Appreciate everything he's done for us. Linda and Vicky, two of our favorites, Cardinals. I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. And, of course, our personal favorite, fans of Yadier Molina. Makes sense, right? STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, Cardinal Freak, some of the best Facebook pages out there, folks. And as we always do, we're going to ask you, if you're listening to this show and you're in these groups, be respectful. We don't need the cut. We don't need the language. We don't need the calling people names. We don't need to do all this stuff. Just be respectful and have a good time with it. That's what it's for. That's why it's out there. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.